was my wife.
Roy Smooth, Dean Martin, who was that lady?
I know, and if you're in that age group that loved him, then you're going to love our next interview. We're really happy to announce that starting a bit of a new segment on the Friday Morning Coast magazine, the second Friday of each month, we'll be talking to someone from COTA. Everybody knows what COTA does, and in particular, the Strength for Life program. And I'd like to welcome this morning Jeanette Richards, who is the manager for Strength for Life program. Good morning, Jeanette. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. Now, we're here. I must admit, until I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago, I did not know about the Strength for Life program, and I'm assuming a lot of our listeners are in the same category. So perhaps you'd like to give us a bit of an overview on what the Strength of Life program is.
Sure. So Strength for Life is a COTA SA program. It's funded by SA Health, now Wellbeing SA, who realise the benefits of a preventative health program and also a falls prevention program. We've been around since 2004. We have around about 100 providers across the whole of South Australia, and it's for over 50. It's a strength and balance program. Over 40 is for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. All people are screened to determine their referral requirements, and every participant has an assessment and a personalised program written for them. And these are all low cost. We try to keep the costs as low as possible. There's two tiers of strength for us. Tier one involves allied health professionals, so exercise physiologists or physiotherapists. And the cost for that is no more than $10 per session. Tier two involves fitness instructors, and the cost of that is no more than $8 per session.
And this strength training is very important for people in those categories, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it's more about functional training. The training, your program is what you want to get out of it. What are you lacking in your strength and balance? Balance is a huge problem we find. Even people that are quite strong, balance is one of the things that can be a problem as we get older. And, you know, we want to be able to play with our grandchildren. You know, if they're on the floor, we'd like to be on the floor. And we can tailor a program that will actually help people to be able to do that.
Have you had any problems with keeping this program going during the COVID-19 pandemic, Jeanette?
Well, of course, all of the facilities had to shut down for 3 months, but SA Health actually funded COTA to set up some programs online. And we did, I think, about 7 or 8 videos, and anybody could go in there and watch those videos, and they're still up there now, both on the COTA SA website and also the SA Health website. So you can go in there and have a look at those. And we had many of our places ring their participants, make sure that they're doing okay. Some of them wrote them home programs. But what we found was that what the people missed was the social connection. You know, going along to something where people are like-minded, they're fun. They're fun sessions, and that's really important.
I think that social networking, it doesn't matter who we talk to. I mean, we talk to ARPA, and we talk to COTA, and we talk to other places. And although people are getting the benefits, of course, from these courses, which is the number one priority, the second benefit is really the networking, because a lot of people in those age groups are relatively isolated and lonely. They may have been widowed. They may not have that many friends. And it's very hard for them, and we find that particularly on the radio scene. You know, the number of people that ring us are homebound for whatever reason, maybe not having a reason to go out. And this would give them a reason to go out and network with other people in their same sphere, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. It is a huge thing, you know, that they're saying, you know, that social isolation is, you know, you really need to keep up with friends, because, you know, dementia is one of the highest things that they talk about, that for dementia is not having those connections with other people. And we have a lovely group at one of our places at YMCA. It's that's now at Marden, and 14 widows and widowers now go on holidays together, and that's all part of the Strength for Life program. They started there, they've become such good friends that they now travel together, and I think that's just wonderful.
It is, because that's a problem-free environment, you could almost say. I know when people are widowed or people are suffering grief and things like that, they're very wary of making friends because there's so many scams and cons around today, that it's wonderful that they can form a group of like-minded people and know that they can travel or have lunches or whatever safely and not have to worry about any background things. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Absolutely, and because every session is supervised by a fitness instructor or an exercise physiologist or physio, you know, they're the people, they sort of bond that group together. So those instructors, you know, they're there, they're knowledgeable, they're looking after your health and fitness, and they're also managing the social connectedness as well. So that's a really, really important. And you know, we're really proud of the work that our instructors have done both through COVID and all throughout the year. They do a wonderful job, and the people are really, you know, grateful for what they get out of that. And if you can also improve your health and fitness while you're having that social connection, then that's just a win-win for everybody.
Oh, it's certainly a double-barreled advantage. Jeanette, your classes are held at different centres all over Adelaide?
Yes, that's correct. And it goes from anywhere from mainstream gyms to council facilities to exercise physiology clinics and physiotherapy clinics. So it doesn't really matter where it is. All the programs are based on the fact that everybody has their own program. It is strength and balance based, but it can be anything from machines down to free weights and everything. So it doesn't matter. We have quite a few mothers and fathers that go along to our program, and they're doing completely different programs. It's what's right for them. It's not a one-size-fits-all.
Now, Jeanette, question. Strength for Life is not only strength for your physical body, of course, it's also strength of mind, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say that people become younger when they start exercising, and it's a progressive program. So, you know, we get to a point where it's no longer, you know, working. We need to keep progressing it, you know. And it might be that it's something like not always putting up the weights, but it might be that you go to a balance exercise, standing on one leg, and you might take, a bicep curl using one small muscle group, but the minute that you stand on one leg, you bring in just about every other muscle group in your body.
At the moment it seems to me very popular that aqua aerobics and aqua classes are very popular. Brenton goes to a great one once a week, and he's not exactly a fitness guru, but he really enjoys that class. And I notice you do have a Strength for Life aqua.
Yes. So we have the Strength for Life aqua in a few sites. It's not been a huge amount of sites that have come on board, but I think it'll be a slow burner, and it's wonderful that you can also have your own program within a pool environment. And when I started it up, it was particularly for those people that perhaps have bad hips and knees, and they really welcome the warm water to assist them.
If you've never experienced it, I mean, I had a knee replacement a few years ago, and the only place that I was comfortable for a very long time was in the water.
Yeah.
Even just, you know, and the beauty of it is you can go to a class, but then you can get a pass and go to a pool on your own speed and just do it. I mean, you could go every morning if you wanted to. Mm. And you feel, and it's something that if you've never experienced that, the feeling of weightlessness in the water is just amazing. I could have stayed in the pool all day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, and I mean, it's lovely. The water is lovely, but, you know, so if you've got, say, osteoporosis or osteopenia, then you need the weight bearing.
You need to, yes, yeah.
It's great to have a bit of both.
A combination.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but to also get in there to do some strong weight bearing exercise and strength training, you know, is really, really good. So it's, you know, both of them are equally as good for people.
Now, it seems to me that there's a lot of people, a lot of organisations that contribute to Strength for Life. I mean, you have your physiologists and your instructors, but you also have a lot of providers, and you've got some pretty good ones, haven't you?
We have. They are really good, and we're recently having a bit of an expansion. People are realising the benefits of having over 50s, you know, people that are retired, so they've got a little bit more time to be able to come in. And it might be at times when it's a bit of a downtime in a gym,
that's
say,
right.
About 10:30 or something like that. And we've recently, we've had three new Tier 1 providers, so with exercise physiologists, and that's, we've had Prospect Exercise Physiology, which is at Greenfield, out near Mawson Lakes. And that's an area that hasn't been well serviced, so great to have something like that out there. We've recently opened ESM at the Stanley Building, so it's right on the tram line. It stops out the front, so that's a great place. Got a new one called Move, Work, Play, which is at Hackney, again on the bus service, or just down the road from the tram, easily accessible via car. And then we're soon to have Flurio Physio, which is in Gawler, so that will be opening very soon as well. And then we've got some Tier 2 ones, Paynham, Positive Lifestyle. We've got a new program at the Golden Grove Recreation Centre. And some new ones coming up are Eastwood Community Centre on Glen Osmond Road, Premium Fitness at Blackwood, Wallaroo will be starting through the Country Health, and the fitness hubs in Lucendale. So, you know, we're trying to get out there and service as many people as we possibly can.
And that's wonderful that you're servicing the regional areas. It's also great that a lot of those places are on public transport, because we're finding a lot of people these days are taking public transport. And it's good because I used to run a community centre, so I know that they need more people to come into the centres too, you know, and that Absolutely. Over 40 age group. We have got more time. A lot of them have more money on their hands. It's a wonderful age group to be in, as long as you're keeping active. And I think that's the message.
Well, I think it is, and I think that too often we're looking at, you know, it's the ability to have enough money to retire, but there's no point in having enough money if you're not fit enough to enjoy it.
Well, that's right. Money certainly doesn't buy health, and we're finding that out. I mean, a lot of us say that we only retire so we can keep up the doctor's appointments, because that's what it feels like, doesn't it? You go to one appointment and then you have to go to another. So, look, thank you, Jeanette, so much. I'm looking forward to speaking with lots of your people over the next few months. It will be the second Friday of each month at 9:15 in the morning, and we'll be talking to people from different areas of Strength for Life. Thank you so much for approaching us. We're really keen to do that, because I think our listeners will be very interested in it. One last question. If they're interested in this, what do they do to apply?
So they can either go to the website. All the details are on there. All the forms that you'd need to download are there. You can ring COTA 8232 0422, and we'll be able to help you with any questions that you'd like to know.
Work your way through the process. Well, thank you so much. I know Friday is not a working day for you, and you and your staff are giving up some time on a Friday to be able to bring this great program to our listeners. So thank you for that.
Not a problem.
Looking forward to next month to see what more we can learn, but thank you for being available for us today. Really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Thanks
so much.
Jeanette. Have the good rest of the day.
Bye.
If you're spending hours at the office,